because I was a kid and I didn't realize that I was special. And, you know, the internet wasn't that big back then. So, like,
the bus that you rode on was special, Bobby. Or Chad.
Yeah, it was. It was shorter than most buses, but it was still precious.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode. This is either going to sound really good or really bad, so I'm hoping it's really good. We got our new audio equipment set up here. We're using it. We also have our backup audio, Old Faithful, the Blue Yeti, running back here. So in case things go wrong, we still have that.
But that will sound really bad because we are so far away from that thing now.
Yeah.
I think I got bamboozled over here because there's one mic that's looks like that somebody threw it down a hallway, like a metallic hallway. It's all banged up. And Bobby's like, that's the good one. That's the one you're going to take there, buddy.
That is a good one. That's a Shure mic.
These aren't Shure? I thought
no, the ones we're using are Samson.
Okay.
Which they're all right, but
this was surely just dropped down the stairs for sure.
But this is still a work in progress. Long term, we're going to get different mics, right?
Eventually we hope to get new mics, shock mounts, pop filters, pop.
Yeah, don't do that.
And that's what our Patreon's all about. So I gotta do a shout out for our two newest Patreon guys. That's Emu Killer. He gave us the $10 a month, so we're gonna be sending a t-shirt out to him as soon as we get them.
Yeah, thanks, Emu.
We should be maybe Friday of this week. And Fig Sack for giving us what he could just because he wanted to say.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Know, yeah, for sure. It's not even about like money. It's just, you know, all together, it could be something substantial and get us all this equipment. But right now it's looking in way better, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully sounding
look better. Professional.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully we'll sound professional.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. Because that's what we aim for here at DL Game. Yep. Professional.
Professional.
Speaking of those t-shirts, we will be selling them outside of the Patreon eventually. If you want to see what it looks like, you can go to our Patreon page and see what the $10 thing it looks like, the $10 reward. I think it's pretty sweet. Basically, it's one of the memes that we've come up with here on the podcast is the hype train, how I'm always the conductor of the hype train. It's because doesn't Guess matter what it is, I get excited. So we made a hype train t-shirt. So whatever, let's move on because I'm sounding like PBS.
All right. Well, yeah, we may be selling those on those t-shirts on our website. We have yet to discuss that. But speaking of our website,
if you do join the Patreon, you will be getting them.
Yeah,
they are being made as we speak, and so they will be getting them shortly.
Only coming in medium. Yeah. And extra, extra, extra large.
No sleeves. So. It's a no sleeve schmedium. That's the only size we get.
Yep.
So rock out with your cock out, or what's the equivalent of that?
Whatever it is.
Speaking of the new website, we kind of revamped that. So it's looking a little different. We're also, I like the new website, not just the look of it, but it kind of features the content more. So if you go there, the latest stuff is going to show up, whether that be our episode or Team Tom's reviews, it's going to be right there to look at.
Or video, cool. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. We may play around with it a little bit more, but we're pretty happy with the way it's looking now. And also I want to call attention to, because a lot of people in the Steam group are talking about the, they'll tell us like, hey, you should play this game. Like one of those games is the Swapper. People are always like, dude, you guys got to play the Swapper. It's like, dude, we played that like 2 years ago and talked it to death.
Yeah,
like,
we didn't
know. Yeah. So,
we even had the guy who wrote the story on.
Yeah, we did. Interview. Yeah, absolutely. And, if you go to our website, there's a search box and you can type the name in any game that, you'd like to find. And chances are we've talked about it and I've been pretty diligent about tagging our episodes. So if you type in a game, it should show up and you can listen to whatever episode we talked about it. Word of caution, if you go back to some of the older episodes, I don't know how good those are going to sound.
Or how racist I'm going to sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, this is toned down, guys.
Yep. This is the toned down version.
Yeah. So, use it at your own risk. But,
Bobby, I forgot about, we should bring this up. Clown Lotion was asking if we can add links to our show notes on the website so people could just click on what we're talking about. That's not a big deal, right? You know, when you tag it, just link it to a.
Is he talking about the show notes that we make for the show?
As in the description.
Oh.
You tag things on the website, if they could be links instead of just text.
Links to what?
To what we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I might be able to make that for the off air, but okay.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. Right.
There's some more work for you, Bobby. Yeah, like you're not busy enough.
Yeah, we'll talk details.
See,
later.
If I ask Bobby to do things on the air, he can't say no.
Oh, it's like no, the teacher's I'll say yes and then just not do it. That's kind of my style, too. So
I'm going to take a risk here. Bobby, can I have a blowjob?
Nope. Sorry about that. But you know what I put as my description on the website, because your profile has a description. It's like my new motto now. I'm trying to be as useless as possible so people stop asking me to do things. That's kind of my new look on life lately.
Yeah, don't buy a truck, dude, because that's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm from East County, dude. I know how trucks...
Yeah.
Trucks work. Speaking of the website, just want to mention Team Tom's got a review of Duelist up. We talked about Duelist, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, dude.
No, way.
Well, a long time ago, but I think it came up again because it's getting close to an official release. Duelist, the card game, he's got a review of it up on the website, so check that out.
Would you consider that a card game?
Absolutely.
It's
a card game primarily, and it's on a board.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid.
Anyway, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. We haven't played those since that last time we reviewed it all.
Yeah, and when it comes onto Steam, I believe they're jumping to 1.0 and going out of beta. And they're going to be adding a lot of stuff. I just heard an interview on PC Gamer, so I'm going to be definitely checking that out again.
Cool. All right, so let's get right into games.
Before we get into actual highlights and lowlights, I just want to bring up one thing on the games coming up.
All right.
Is it true that Battleborn's coming out May 3rd? Is it coming out tomorrow?
As in, like, tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that there was a... Man,
because I'm looking on IGN.
Hey, Bobby, get on those fucking keyboards, huh?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm looking on IGN, and it says May 3rd as the release date on this.
Wow.
Shows how much we really care about this game that we don't even know. Yeah, May 3rd, 2016. It is scheduled for release.
So just a quick question. Are you guys going to...
Well, it's co-op. We're all going to buy it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, here's the deal. Doom is coming out May 13th.
So it's got 10 days.
So we have to finish everything that Battleborn has by May 13th?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, I think Emilio and I are both interested in Battleborn. So I think the two of us are going to probably play.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably going to be $60 out of the box, right?
Well, I think you can save about $10 on G2A right now, G2A.com.
Here's the thing. Should we wait for the review?
It doesn't matter. We're going to buy it. So I think we should just buy it.
I feel like...
Pull the trigger.
I don't know.
Do it.
We'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see how tomorrow plays out.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, now we can get into highlights.
All right, so highlights and lowlights.
No big story this week.
No big story. I'll tell you what is going to be a big story, though, is I'm going to get a new chair. When that comes in, I will be happy. I've been talking with Lab Monkey, or we talked a little bit about the DX Racers series, which is...
I have not heard anything about this, please.
Really?
I'm not up on the... latest chair technology.
I wasn't either, but when he pointed this out to me, I looked at him, I said, "Oh, that's the chair that every single streamer has. Single one of them has one of these chairs.
It looks like a NASCAR seat.
Yeah, and they have several different models of it. But here's the thing: the one thing, my primary concern when picking a computer chair is how high is the seat off the ground. So I did all my research, looked at all the measurements, and I settled on the DX Racer Drifting series.
Bobby, that's adjustable. Just so you know.
Yeah, but the max height is, on this particular model, I think it might even be a little more than 20 inches. But the thing is, I don't think I have a very tall desk, but it's like any computer chair I've ever had, I've always had to just raise it to the max height. And that's,
he wants it high enough that his legs can swing back and forth like he's a child,
right?
Yeah.
It works really well, his propeller hat that he always wears.
You know how I always am licking my lips when I'm playing games? It helps me concentrate.
Yeah.
He needs to have his legs kicking. Yeah. Or else he can't play.
All right.
No, I have very weird seating habits when I play games. Like, it's Like I always like tuck one leg under the other or something, or put one on the subwoofer.
It's or straps a dildo to the
spread bottom. Spread eagle. He actually does the splits on the floor.
Let the fans cool my my undercarriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, my computer tower is my footstool.
Do you guys know what I look for primarily in a computer chair when I go to purchase one?
Wait, when was the last? Oh my, guys, I sat in it the other day because I had to do something on his computer. I forgot what it was. And we always talk about, it sounds like it's like something that isn't real, or maybe it's kind of bad. No, it's fucking terrible. I sat in it for maybe 10 seconds. There was a bar up my ass, and there was a...
It's not up your... There's a slight bulge.
There's a bulge right in your taint.
In your taint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the back doesn't feel good either. And any way you move it, it squeaks. I don't know. I felt like I sat on a bunch of rats. It's just squeaking. I don't know, man.
So, to get back to my question.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know what I primarily look for in a computer chair? My primary thing I look for is not to have the faux leather so it sticks to your back after 2 years when it starts falling apart.
But hasn't that happened?
Yep. Yes, it did. Okay.
That's what you're
going
to be looking for.
That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Oh, I see.
On my next one, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that won't be the case with this one. They're made of polyurethane or a strong mesh. They're very vague about the material. So we'll see how that pans out.
How much is this running, Bobby?
Oh, man. I got a cheap one for $339.
Jesus Christ, Bobby.
I'm going to do mine is mesh as well. That's like, it's going to, but let's do a Kickstarter to try to get Chad's fucking situation more set up. You know how they show the African children that for $3 a day, for the price of a coffee.
The chair that I'm using right now was given to me by a
homeless man? Because that's what it feels like.
A guild member when I was playing WoW.
It has sentimental value.
Well,
no, it's... He's never bought a chair in his life.
No, because my old chair, the back fell off. So I was using it basically like a stool. It only had a back part, a seat part.
Oh my God.
And so I was complaining because...
And he shipped it to you, right?
Yeah, he shipped
it. Who paid for the shipping?
He did.
You're the worst person I've ever met.
Seriously, like, I didn't even ask. I just was complaining because my back was hurting because I didn't have a back to my chair. And we were doing 12-hour days on WoW when the expansion came out.
I swear we're going to get to games eventually.
I was just talking about WoW. What are we talking about?
Well, the chair might arguably be one of the most important parts of a computer system, though, because...
It can affect your health, that's why.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's a case to be made for monitors and keyboards, but, you know, those peripherals that your body actually interacts with are so much more important.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about a game.
Yeah, at least one. Just somebody start talking.
But I kind of want to hear you talk about this Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Yeah, man. I am digging this game. So
we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
We did, like, this is coming out, and we took a look at it, and we're like, oh, this looks cool. And then we were like, oh, it's not co-op. Fuck this game.
Yeah,
that's but, right. Shout out to Team Tom. Everything I ever play, Team Tom pays for it, basically. So shout out to Team Tom. Played it off of his account. And right away, it was love at first sight. The production value. Everybody who's listened to this podcast knows that production value I'm a sucker for. It's top notch. Basically, what they're saying this game is a 50s movie, a 50s sci-fi movie. Super corny, not a lot of production in the fake movie. You know, we're talking about plastic dinosaur. Bobby, dinosaurs.
Plastic dinosaurs. There are dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
It's the ones that where you buy that. They come. They're at the supermarket, and you just pick up that thing, and they come in a plastic, like a pouch. Do you ever buy those dinosaurs? Like
the ones that you put in water and they blow up real big?
No. These are just
the really hard gross. Plastic.
The hard plastic. Okay. Kind of.
They're
like
all like
army men.
One color.
So that's what they use in this. So everything looks plastic as shit. It's so great because it's poking its fun at itself the entire time. Let me explain what kind of game. It's a twin stick shooter, and with upgrading and stuff like that. Like it has basic mechanics. So as far as the game is a video game is concerned, there's nothing new here.
But you're always climbing up. That's kind of like the
yeah. There's a twin stick shooter that with a lot of verticality. It's a very, very, very tall tower. Like, I think this tower is going to be a mile up by the time I'm done with it. So you're constantly climbing, and then there's unlocks. And then when you get something that could unlock something previously, you jump down from the tower. And if you don't land where you want, you can teleport back anytime. But that's not the game part of this is not the star of the show. And it's not bad. I mean, the combat's simplistic. I've seen all of this before. It's fine. What really sells this game is the production value. So it's the DVD of a 50s sci-fi movie, and the director is back to do the commentary. So you're being narrated through the whole thing, kind of like Bastion, but this is taking a funny approach because the guy made a terrible movie, and now he's just explaining how everything works in that thing. So like, oh, see this scene right here, you know, when you do something stupid, it's like, yeah, we saved a lot of money by not having to pay those monkeys because those monkeys aren't a real people. Like stuff like that.
What was the thing with the square rocks or whatever?
There's these huge boulders. And eventually to get through these boulders, you need a landmine. So you get this landmine. Jesus, could you make any more noise over there? I don't care if it's not being picked up on the mic.
It's not being picked up on the mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so worry about your own self.
He's got a fucking carnival going on over there.
Possibly the breathing. I don't know if that's coming out. That's probably my key.
God damn, I'm the asshole.
Yeah, no, you're talking right now.
All right.
I breathe heavily.
You know what?
Which I found out last episode, by the way.
Yeah. I know you're on a roll here, but I do want to say that, like, taking a look at this game, I remember seeing this when it first popped up on Steam, and I love the look of this game. Something about this is just very appealing, and I immediately liked it, and that is before I noticed that this is by Ace Team. Ace Team is one of my favorite developers. I'm not saying they're the best. I'm just saying they're one of my favorites because they did Xenoclash and Xenoclash 2, which I love those games. I don't care what anyone says.
Rock of Ages is
Rock
dope.
Of Ages, great game. And also Abyss Odyssey. I thought that was a good game that really... this is that Brazilian developer, Ace Team, that I just feel like does not get enough credit.
Wait, are they the guys that came out with that that MMO? I want to say they came out with that MMO.
No.
You sure?
What MMO are you talking about?
The Brazilian one. The only Brazilian one there is.
No. And I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure.
What?
Because it wasn't on Steam, so you wouldn't see it.
What Brazilian...
Remember you had the exosuits? We both played it. You had exosuits... Brazilian MMO, yeah.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I want to say that was by Ace Team.
What was that? What was that one?
I don't know.
Bobby, help us out here, will you?
I'm trying, man.
Yeah, so anyway,
aren't giving me much,
guys. So it's not so much commentary that it distracts, and also you get this little like every time you die, you get this tidbit of like, why would you put this in the movie? It's like no. That was just, you know, we shot those extra. And like, there's this back and forth between the clever dude that's recording the thing, you know, like the Bobby or whatever. I think his name is Russell or whatever.
He's doing the
audio engineer for the DVD recording.
Okay.
So there's this banter between him and the other dude. And, you know, one guy's really old because he did this movie in the 50s. And then this guy. And so it's this generational thing. And this guy's a dope. It's great. It's great.
What I think is very clever is that they can purposefully make the game. They don't have to make the game as well. Like, they don't have to make it as polished because they're making fun of their own game.
Yeah, for sure. Like the plastic dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
If you saw that in any other game, you'd be like, oh my God, this is bullshit. But since he pulled out, you know, and he's making fun of Jurassic Park.
It's very clever. Stuff. They're taking a negative and super turning it into a positive.
Absolutely.
So local co-op and single player. Yeah, this looks great. I'm definitely getting this one.
And we talk
you don't
about
have to get it. You can.
He won't do that.
Play it off team.
He's all about the library over there.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So we're always talking about like new concepts and new ways to play things. Nothing new here. But presented in a new way and presented brilliantly.
I have never seen a game, though, that did this. So it's got this tower that you're climbing up. You're always climbing up. But you can go to the edge and look down specifically. There's a button to just look down so you can shoot down and whatever. But it's got a cool... It's like you're looking for hidden things, but it's in verticality. I've never seen a game do that before. So I at least in my own mind, I... when I was watching you play, I was definitely seeing things I had never seen before.
Let me try to wrap this up in a bow. It's kind of like...
We don't do that here.
Okay.
We like to let things linger until they finally... Bobby says, can we move on?
Well, but go ahead, give it a go. The title of this, again, is The Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Yeah. Imagine you were like doing a dungeon crawler, kind of like Diablo, but instead of going downstairs deeper and deeper, you're going up and up. And not just that, but you can look down at all the floors you were on beforehand.
Yeah.
And that's just how it goes. It's great, man.
Did you beat it, by the way?
No, but I think I'm close. I've heard it's 4 to 6 hours. I'm probably like 3 hours in.
Okay, 4 to 6 hours. And how much is it running right
now,
Bobby?
$14.99.
Yeah, okay. Totally worth it. The production value through the roof.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the name of the main characters in this gives you an idea of the tone. Dick Starspeed, Scarlet Nova, and Robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
says
right.
It all right there. Deadly Towers of Monsters. Yeah, I'm definitely picking that up. It caught my eye when I first saw it, but kind of went off the Steam front page pretty quickly. Glad you brought that back up.
Cool. I just wanted to bring up Hearthstone. The expansion came out. If you're a Hearthstone player, you already know this. This is a perfect time to get back into Hearthstone or to get into it for the first time. Emilio talked a little bit about back in when we were reviewing Enter the Gungeon, and he was saying if Binding of Isaac feels overwhelming, this would be the right time to get into Enter the Gungeon. I feel like that about Hearthstone right now because they just changed the format from every card being available to this new standard format that only tracks the past 2 years. So if you get in right now and you start collecting this most recent set, you basically have the cards you need to go. So I just recommend new players to give it a go.
And in addition to that, if you never played a card game ever, this is a great starting point for a card game.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very accessible.
It's
probably the most, I would imagine.
It's very free. Like you have to kind of work to spend money or make the conscious choice. It's not like a lot of these mobile games and other ones where it's basically you have to make a conscious choice not to spend money. This one is like you can have fun and then spend money if you want to. Like,
and let's put it this way. Another thing. Would you get more upset for losing outright, just really quickly got stomped, or a guy that just takes forever to take his turns?
Oh, the stomping, for sure.
Oh, you would take more offense to that?
No, I would rather be just stomped than...
Right, of course.
The slow players make me want to kill myself.
And the only reason I bring that up is losses don't hurt that bad in this game.
No, they don't.
You can always say, oh, he got lucky or whatever.
Although, I was in a good groove with Arena. In this game, Arena, you get to 7 wins, gets you your money back, your coin, your gold back.
Your investment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you 7's the goal, and then 12 is the cap, and you win at 12 or whatever. I was in a good groove. I was getting 7 a lot of the time and 12 occasionally. Now with this new expansion, like 3 or 4 wins is good for me in Arena, and I don't know what the fuck changed, and I don't know why my...
It's the Wild Wild West, dude.
it seriously is. It's crazy. Well, some of these cards that came out.
It's a good time to start, too, because if you just load up the game, you get 2 free packs immediately.
Yep.
And then if you win 2 games in the standard format, you get 5 packs.
And then if you win 5 again, you get another 5 packs.
I think it was 7.
Yeah, I think they're all together. You get like 12 packs
so you can get free packs pretty easily now. I'm still not very clear on the whole what's standard and what's considered wild, because all of my decks, except for the basic decks, are not playable in standard. And I figured standard would be inclusive to everything that's been released at this point.
No. That's the... So the Goblins and Gnomes is out, and the Naxxramas is out. So that's all the mech decks.
Those were 2 years ago? Over 2 years ago?
No. So basically, it's from a year ago. So everything that's coming out now this year is going to count. So it's 1 year, and then this year starts, and everything that comes out. And then when that year hits, it'll go to the next year. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I didn't explain that very well.
Yeah. No, I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. rather than try to explain that in detail, let's move on to something else.
Yes, exactly.
What do you got, Bobby?
I picked up Mega Man Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been at the top of my wish list for probably months. I've been waiting for a good deal on G2A, but it was on sale on Steam for $10, and I was like, screw it. That looks like a good enough deal. I'll jump on it. And I really like it. A lot of the negative reviews on it have been because of latent or lag issues. It kind of slows down at certain parts. And I swear it happened in the original Mega Man games.
It did.
Because it feels very much like playing the old Nintendo games. I played Mega Man 2, which is the one that...
I think
it's considered the best. And it's the one I played the most as a kid. And man, that takes me back. And I am so much better at that game now. Like, I'm just burning through these levels. Like, it's no problem.
Do you remember the order? I remember it was the boomerang guy to start with, right?
I remember there was a bit of an order. And I looked it up, and everybody had different opinions on it.
Fucking cheater.
Yeah. I remembered Metal Man's really good against Wood Man. So I remembered that part. And then Bubble Man was really good against someone. I couldn't remember that.
Yeah. Everybody had a weakness. Mm-hmm. So the question is, which one do you want to take on with just your regular attack?
Yeah.
And so I think the boomerang one was the...
You guys are a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the easiest one.
A lot of the negative reviews on this, too, have been because they didn't include Mega Man X, which I think was a Super Nintendo game. They had Mega Man 1 through 6, but I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
Which is the one that you could throw fireballs like Ryu?
No, Mega Man 3 you could charge, right? Was it Mega Man 3 or Mega Man 4? One of them you could charge up your shot.
No, there's like a secret in one of these where I want to say it's X. You find the Dr. Wily? Is that the doctor that puts you together?
Dr. Wily's the Dr. He's Light. The bad guy. Dr. Light.
Oh, Dr. Light. Yeah. So you find Dr. Light somewhere, and I did this. I was present, or somebody was doing it and I was watching. And Dr. Light has a bandana on, and it gives you the ability to throw Hadoukens.
Oh, really?
And it kills anything in one hit. But I'm just putting that out there.
Never seen that before. But the big question about these types of
things... Don't dismiss what I'm trying to say, Paul. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sure it's a thing. Somebody Google that. But the big thing when it comes to releasing these types of games is the presentation, because I could play Mega Man on an emulator, you know, so why would I buy it on Steam? Well, they packaged
for the achievements,
nice.
Obviously.
Well, they have I don't care about achievements, but they did a really good job of the presentation on this. They have like the museum, so you can go in and see all the artwork and stuff like that. They also have time trials, like they have this arcade mode where it's just a hodgepodge of all these different parts of different Mega Man games, and you try to get through that, and then you get ranked on a leaderboard by how well you do. And they have the like, if you have an emulator, you know, you can save state or load state, and they do have that, but they only offer one save slot. So if I'm playing Mega Man 2 and I want to save right in the middle of the level, then I use up that save slot. And then if I go to play Mega Man 3, I can't use the save.
That's legit, because originally there was no save slots. So yeah.
The way that they did that in the original Mega Man, if you remember, is they had like this weird looking checkerboard, and they had dots in each of them, and you had to copy down that pattern. So if you wanted to load it, it's like, okay, I just beat Bubble Man. I want to, you know, copy down the password, they called it. And it was this really weird looking thing.
Yeah, that was back when Nintendo Power would like...
Give you the
different patterns that you could do.
Look it up on the internet.
Yeah.
So the save state is nice. Overall, I'm really happy with this. I really think they did a great job.
So worth the $10.
Definitely worth the $10. And I mean, Mega Man is just iconic at this point. It's a cornerstone of gaming.
Mega Man 2 was one of the best Nintendo games that came out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I remember when I was in the arcade, and the best guy at Street Fighter that everybody knew, it was either him or this other dude. I was big into the local Street Fighter scene, and
Street Fighter
scene. Yeah,
which was a big deal because Capcom was right, because we grew up in the Bay Area,
and you kind of got local, like your neighborhood. You got clout from being good at Street Fighter.
They used to have arcade machines in 7-Elevens. I remember that.
Yeah, and well, there was three dudes that were the best in my neighborhood, and some little kid is like, "Hey, how can I get better at Street Fighter?" To this, like, one of the three dudes, and he's like, "Play Mega Man, kid. You got to get your hand-eye coordination up."
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was interesting.
So the golf land by my house
would always have tournaments, golf land tournaments.
Well, they would also bring in the new Street Fighter game before it was public, because they wanted to test it out. And the golf land right by my house was the one that they would bring which I just thought was standard, because I was a kid, and I didn't realize that I was... special. And, you know, the internet wasn't that big back then. So like
the bus that you rode on was special, Bobby or Chad.
Yeah, it was. It was shorter than most buses, but it was still precious.
Just describing the bus. It was shorter than most. But the pinnacle of arcade gaming, like the place to play all the latest, the newest games for me was Vegas. Every year my parents we'd take a trip out to Vegas, which is really like only like what a 4 or 5, 6
And you'd go to the arcade while they would bang in their room.
Yeah. Or gamble or whatever adults do in Vegas.
Okay. Totally.
But and Circus had like the biggest arcade.
Right.
And you would go there and they would have whatever the newest thing was, even like the experimental new things, like the one where you would move your body and it would like track that, or you were on like a bike with like wings, like all this weird stuff.
Bike with wings
is closed now, right? Isn't it?
No, it's still around.
I think it's still there.
It's on the strip, the main strip.
It's like, kind of the ghetto one out there, or the Excalibur. That's the
Excalibur. Fucking Excalibur. How is that not gone away?
Oh, dude, that'll be there forever.
No, that property is way too valuable. They're gonna tear that
right on the strip.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so Overwatch Beta is released today. The perfect fucking timing.
Was it today? I thought it was
May 2nd.
Oh,
May 2nd. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, open beta now.
If you pre-purchase the game, you're automatically in the beta. That runs until its release on the 24th. Gotcha. I was emailed a key for my friend. Already gave it away. Sorry. But if you pre-purchased, you should have gotten that email and you have a friend key to give away so they can get into the beta. But it sucks for me because I am not at my house and I'm not going to be there for a couple of days. So I'm getting my gaming fix from my MacBook Pro and whatever I can get by on that. So I will not be playing the Overwatch beta this week, unfortunately.
You want to explain to our listeners why you...
Oh, dude, they know the saga. I think I've been bitching about it for the last 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks, because it's the best game ever. All right, moving on. March of the Living is not the best game ever.
Which game is it?
March of the Living. It looked really great to me. It was a combination. They said it was a combination of...
It was so bad I never even saw you play it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of these games that was made by one guy. It's an Oregon Trail / FTL with a little bit of... Anyway, it's one of these things where right off the bat it's like, oh, these are all things that I like. Let me check this out. And then it was kind of almost like if I made my own first game and then this is what happened. And you know,
do you think you'd make a good game if you tried
to make
it?
No, I'd make this.
Okay.
Yeah. So the writing's not so great. Not good at all. The graphics aren't so good at all. But the idea is okay. You know, you're kind of like just getting from point to point, trying to move west or whatever. And it's a lot like FTL where you're like, instead of star coordinates, you're going from city to city on this map of this post-apocalyptic zombie land. But I felt like in FTL, there was reasons why I would go in certain directions.
Oh, you don't even get a vehicle. You're just straight walking on the street.
And you sleep right there on the street, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Got quite the strut, though.
But see that? See that? That little screen we just saw?
Mm-hmm. We all saw that. All the listeners at home saw
Explain
that.
Explain it to the listeners.
It looks like a bunch of dots and lines putting it together. There's like nothing to it. Why would you
it's
go
like
one
a
route? Why would you not go the most efficient route? There's nothing. But in FTL, I felt like...
There's reasons why
you might go this way or that way, like a fueling station, right? They had fueling stations.
Yeah, risk-reward.
Yeah, risk-reward. And the other thing was, you know, when the little things come up about, like, you get that text where it says, hey, there's this going on over here. What do you think? Are you going to investigate?
Oh.
All of them were, like, completely surrounded in zombies, and it's on fire. Do you want to investigate? Like, no. Like, 8 times I said no. Like, just keep walking. Like, none of them interest me at all. But if you go into FTL, it's like 50-50 every time.
Yeah.
You kind of have that ambiguous, I don't know what's going to happen here. That sounds kind of interesting, you know, but there's none of that here. But, if this is made by one guy, hopefully, or 2 or 3 guys... You know,
but do you see the price? $14.99? I wouldn't pay anywhere close to that.
You know, I think when you just put zombie somewhere in the description.
Yeah, because of retards like you.
Like, hey, I didn't buy this.
No, but Why did you want to play it? Because it's got zombie in the name.
This is true.
Well, right. Actually, it doesn't have zombie in the name. But when you, it's right. Got zombie in the description.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. So I cannot recommend this game, even
if it was $5.
Maybe for $1.
$1. Okay. Yeah.
That seems like a game that's going to be showing up on Bundle Stars. Or
already has shown up on Bundle Stars, maybe. All right. So maybe I should talk something about something. Oh, so I've got an idea, and I want to kick it to you guys to see if maybe this is worthwhile.
An inflatable dartboard would not work, Chad. I've already told you.
I told you. You got to make the walls thick enough to make it so it doesn't pop. So I've been into mobile games a lot these past couple weeks, past couple months. And so my buddy showed me this thing called BlueStacks. Have you heard of BlueStacks before?
No.
Nope.
Okay. BlueStacks is an Android emulator that you can play on your that you run on your PC.
Oh yeah, I saw you doing this the other day.
So I can now play my mobile games on my PC if I want.
So you're never going to be reviewing another PC game.
No, I am, and just not this week. But the reason I downloaded this is because BlueStacks is also linked in with Twitch, and you can actually stream your mobile games. And the question I have is, do you think anybody would have any interest at all in watching a mobile game streamed?
Oh yeah, people stream Clash of Clans all the time, don't they?
Okay, because I think I'm going to, unless you guys have a big problem with it, I think I'm going to take the DOTnet.
The prestigious?
Yeah, the prestigious Twitch handle of DL Gaming DOTnet and try out a little bit of mobile streaming. I play Galaxy of Heroes and Marvel Avengers Alliance 2. So I was just wondering.
You keep telling me about all these things you're doing in Galaxy of Heroes and you're a smart guy and you have some money, but I keep asking if you're like prominent in the galaxy, but it doesn't sound like do you feel like you're in the top 500?
So here's the deal with Galaxy of Heroes. They take 20,000 people. Every time 20,000 people sign up, they create a shard, and then
are you at the top of your shard?
I'm in my top 100. Does that count? This top 100?
20,000?
20,000.
That's legit.
Okay. Yeah.
I think people would watch that.
I
retards, but you know.
Yeah. So, by the way, I created a guild, but I couldn't invite anybody from work. So I ended up with like 8 or 9 people.
Yeah.
And then somebody.
Some listeners, right?
Somebody that used to work with me, but now works for Capital Games, the company that actually makes the game.
Oh, wow.
He's like, hey,
the guy he works in the belly of the beast. That
He actually had a guild that wasn't full either. And he's like, hey, let's just combine our guilds. So I dropped our guild, joined his, had it renamed to something DL related, and reinvited everybody. So if you got dropped and got reinvited, that's why. So,
or he just doesn't like you.
Yeah. Bobby's got a smirk on his face like he wants to say something. Go ahead, Bobby.
I just want a random public service announcement right now. Just reminding everyone to speak directly into your mic. Oh. That's right.
I feel like I'm...
Okay, now I can hear you. See, I need to put the mics like seriously right between you because you guys have just been locking eyes the whole podcast.
I love that guy
going on here. There's a love connection happening right before my...
I'm literally licking this thing. What do you want me to do?
Okay, you're a little loud.
That's what she said. And I gotta pee so bad I'm gonna get up.
Oh my god, well, you just peed. What the fuck?
All right,
I need you to replace your little girl's bladder with a full-grown adult male bladder. Do they have a bladderectomy? We're gonna need you to do one.
I got a new one and it's nice and shiny. Will you guys bladder me? That's flattery. Going off of flattery there.
All right.
Okay, so the Huntsman Winter's Curse is one of these
games. The Huntsman? That's a whole different...
Everybody in this room is losing their shit. I don't even... Did I say the Huntsman?
You guys got to get some headphones, man, because everything is fucking hilarious.
Especially Emilio. That's what he's going to add on there.
All right. Tell us more about the Huntsman. Okay. Is this a new Leisure Suit Larry? Which one? 17?
It's what I'm switching my last name to. Emilio the Huntsman.
The Huntsman. I like it.
But anyway, the Huntsman Winter's Curse is one of these promotional games that they put out that, you know, the movie just came out. The sequel to The Huntsman, whatever the fuck.
I didn't know The Huntsman did well enough that it deserved a sequel.
It's got that dreamy dude, and I think that's enough all you need.
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Trust me, I
know. That's Thor, right?
My girl would leave me in a second.
Yeah.
Just to smell his fart.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So.
And, you know, you look like a chubby Chris Hemsworth, so I can see that.
You mean a taller, buffer, more handsome Chris Hemsworth?
No, like a fat Thor.
A fat Thor. I think I'll take out that fat Thor. It's not the worst thing you've called me.
Yeah, no, it's true. So anyway.
So they made a game out of this movie?
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, I haven't seen either one of the movies, but I just went into this. It's free to play. I went into this with an open mind.
Steam, right?
On Steam. No perceived, preconceived notions or anything. I'm just going to play this, see what it's like. And I would say it's a very good entry-level RPG.
Sorry, it's my fault.
Basically, all there is team battles, you know, your two guys versus their three wolves or whatever. And you can equip different armaments, which would affect the deck that you're playing out of. I know that it's all about cards these days. So like, if you put on a new pair of boots, those boots would give you roundhouse kick and maybe a stun kick.
Oh, so and that would be kind of like Guild of Dungeoneering?
Yeah, kind of like
where
that.
Your equipment affects your deck?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how that works. But I got to say that the art is very nice. It's all hand-drawn. Not exactly my cup of tea, but I could see how somebody could really enjoy this. It looks beautiful. It's really nicely done. There's some oil paintings in here when they're telling the stories in between the fighting. I don't know how long this game is. I played it for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes. I won't continue to play it just because it's the simplicity, but I feel like if you had a friend that you wanted to get started on RPGs or maybe a girlfriend or something, this might be a nice place to start.
Well, it kind of looks like Child of Light a little bit with that kind of hand-drawn watercolor look to it.
Yeah, but that was a 2D side-scroller.
Is this not a 2D side-scroller?
No, this is straight like Pokemon. You're walking around a map, and then you'll go into a battle kind
of
thing.
That's how Child of Light was.
So that's not a 2D side-scroller.
You side-scrolled, and then you hit a battle.
Oh,
and then
no, there's no in-between battles. It's just a map in between battles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, hey.
But for free.
Yeah, for free. It's exceptional, I would say.
Okay. So they give you the first one for free, but then there is book 2 and book 3 for $5 each.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, wait, book 2 and book 4, three, just for the record, can go fuck themselves.
And there's, the season pass is $18, so apparently there's going to be more than book 3.
5 books.
There's 5 books, okay.
Not you know, that's an approach a lot of games take on mobile, I've noticed. Like The Walking Dead, a lot of the Telltale games, they give you the first one for free on mobile, but then you got to pay for the rest.
It's kind of a smart way to go because... Oh, yeah,
that's what they did back in the day in the 90s, shareware, like Commander Keen. I think even Wolfenstein 3D... Not Doom, but like Wolfenstein 3D. That was a whole business model that was invented back then where they give you the first level free and then you can pay for the rest. Smart way of doing it.
Yeah, it's like a demo, but not a demo. It's like a sort of demo.
Preview.
It's bigger than a demo because a demo, you think of
it. Sample.
Yeah, it's a sample. It's a good way to do it.
All right.
Anything else we got on?
I think that's about it for the highlights and lowlights this week. It's been a pretty good
Bobby
week.
Lives on a barge that's floating down the river these days.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. But he would just be playing Heroes of the Storm anyways. So.
Yeah, dude, I can't play. This is when I really appreciate games that have max support because I can't even play Stardew Valley right now, which is a shame because I just got married. We're trying to have a kid. Like, things are happening.
He's talking about his Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Life, not his real life.
For a half second, I was like, holy shit.
Me too.
What did Bobby do that I didn't hear about? Because I still have yet to meet his girlfriend. P.S., by the way.
Yeah, who I'm not trying to marry or have a kid with.
Just not yet.
Boom. Yeah, not in your face.
Although if she listens to this, you will not have a girlfriend anymore. So that's how that goes.
Was it that comedian? I do not have a girlfriend, but I do know somebody who would be very upset if they heard me say that.
Yeah.
Was that your Mitch Hedberg?
Mitch Hedberg.
Yep. That was Mitch Hedberg.
I heard you.
Rest in peace. All right. So let's move on to listener questions, I guess.
Cool.
We had one that was kind of a comment on our Steam group talking about Shadow Warrior. Colonel Banhammer was recommending this game. Said he got a
cool name, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you mess with Colonel Banhammer?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't want to get banned.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, so he recently picked it up off of G2A, and I had posted this, but I'll mention it here as well. I had talked a lot about this about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago when I played it, and I really liked it. At least I remember liking it, and then I listened to myself talk about it, and I kind of did not speak very highly of it. But
I had to tell you, Bobby, that's every game.
Oh, no, I like some games. But you know what I said, and I think I stand by this. What I said about the game is I really liked it, but I don't think a lot of people would, because it harkens back to those old 90s shooters, and I don't think a lot of people are... my favorite game is Jedi Knight 2 Dark Forces, or Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight. But of course,
get that name right.
Yeah. It's my favorite game, and I can't even get the name right. But of course, I'm going to like Shadow Warrior. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's got a lot of that type of humor. But I recently noticed that they're coming out with a Shadow Warrior 2, which I am really hyped for.
And this is what I want to talk about. So on PC Gamer, they played that, and they say it's coming out of Devolver, right? And Devolver, I don't think they've made a game or they've published a game that I didn't like. They have very good taste.
I remember the screen of Devolver, but what did they make?
A lot of stuff. Jeez, he's gonna have to.
Well, they're a publisher.
They're a publisher.
Yeah,
and just the games that they pick up.
Some 8-bit game. What 8-bit game?
They published a lot. I wouldn't say it's all quality. I mean, they really go for a quantity, I think.
So it was no Ace Games,
really. Because anyway. So what were you talking about?
Before. Shadow Warrior 2.
Hotline Miami. That's the game that I'm thinking.
Okay, so here we go. Bro, look at Force. This. Enter the Gungeon. Love it. Broforce. Love it. Hotline Miami. Love it.
Talos
Hotline
Principle.
Miami 2. Not as good as the first one, but pretty good. Downwell is really good.
Hateable Boyfriend or whatever.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Pigeon
Talos
Dancing.
Principle.
Quality.
I mean, we're going down the list here.
Dropsy. That was supposed to be a really good game.
Devolver is legit. Or whoever picked their talent scout is really good. Heavy Bullets, I really enjoyed. So anyway, they're treating this as their like first AAA title, because apparently it looks like a AAA title, like gorgeous graphics, and it's their own engine. So I'm basically just saying exactly what I heard today on the podcast. So I haven't seen any of it, but sounds like a lot of fun, and kind of campy, kind of like a Duke Nukem type.
But you're more of like a samurai. You're more like a ninja, mm-hmm. instead of like,
yeah. The main character's name is Wang, and that gives you. And there's a lot of
Low Wang, actually.
Yeah, Low Wang. So there's obviously it's that type of humor.
Okay,
but the graphics look great on this, and this is going to be 4-player co-op. That's what astounded me. I was like, 4-player co-op on this shit? Hell yeah!
Yeah. So it's funny because I post things, Chad sometimes posts things, Bobby's posted a couple things. Nothing got more play than this banter between Shadow Warrior being good or bad. There was like probably 8 posts on this, the first one. But the second one is looking outstanding. So thanks for posting about the first one so we could talk about the second one.
Yeah. And I kind of, does Team Tom have Shadow Warrior? I might want to play this.
It's on my account. You can play it off of there.
Okay, cool. I might give it a go then.
So yeah, it's a recommendation.
Cool.
All right. So
thank you, Banhammer.
Yep. Thank you, Colonel Banhammer. Moving on to news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of like old school, fast paced first person shooters, John Romero teaming up with Adrian Carmack, who was the art designer back in id Software when it started. They got a Kickstarter for this game called Blackroom, which is supposed to be a lot like their older games. It's supposed to bring that back. I don't know. I can't decide if I'm excited for this or not. I mean, I'm glad that Romero's doing something again, like rather than whatever he's been keeping himself busy with, like mobile games or like small stuff.
Are these the two guys that had a falling out?
No, that's
John Carmack.
John Carmack. Adrian Carmack was the art designer for games like Doom.
It sounds like a little stab in the back to the old Johnny boy. If his brother jumped ship and went.
So was, they aren't related. They just have the same last name.
No
are
way.
Are you serious?
And yeah. They're both like gaming, like first person shooter, like cornerstones.
Stoner right? corns?
Yeah. Stoner corns.
I don't know what those are. They but sound delicious. They sound yeah,
it is,
delicious.
It is odd. I mean, that's not a super common name, but it is odd that they both ended up that's on id so Software weird. And ended up founding. But yeah, he's the guy that actually made the art for the original games.
Wow. What kind of game is this?
I'll tell you right now if you're excited or not. Did you put any money in the Kickstarter?
No, well, they stopped the Kickstarter and they said they aren't going to bring it back up again until they have a playable demo, I believe it is.
I see.
So it looks like.
So does that mean the Kickstarter failed?
Initially. No, well, the first three to 7 days weren't stellar.
Yeah, their goal is 700,000. I think they're at 130 Ooh. Right now, maybe 200.
That is not good.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's so hard to bring these old things back like this. Like, they kind of had their moment, and then, I don't know.
That's me on everything. I don't think anything holds up except for the original Predator. Besides that, nothing ever holds up. Jokes don't hold up. Comedy movies, nothing
That's
holds
weird because you use the same joke ever since I've known you.
You're ugly, Chad. That's the one. He's laughing, by the way.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. We'll wait to see on that. But yeah, I mean, this is a game that I would play. This is just like Shadow Warrior. It's like I would like this game, but I know it's a hard sale for a lot of other people.
Yep. So Stardew Valley is going to be going to consoles, and it's also going to be getting a bunch of new features, including multiplayer. So you can do boring
stuff.
How much
is this guy making, by the way? This...
Hey, this guy's putting in work, though.
No,
I mean, he hit a vein. Bad thing.
Sony's on his nuts, and Microsoft is stroking his shaft, right?
This reminds me of like, kind of like what Notch went through.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude, good for him,
is,
though.
This guy is putting in so much work. I mean, he is releasing these updates constantly, and I can imagine, like...
Did he hire anyone?
No, but still...
At least a maid,
that I heard,
no,
to clean up? No,
I mean probably hookers while he's work yeah. while he's, you know that scene in what movie is that from Swordfish where he's trying to hack into the computer and the girl's giving him a blowjay.
You know, if anyone ever says, "Do you remember that scene?" then there is a 9 out of 10 possibility it's going to be that specific scene from Swordfish. I swear to God, I have this conversation. Yeah, dude, this doesn't happen.
I don't even remember that movie except for Halle
Berry's
tits.
I never even saw it, but I've heard about that goddamn scene.
I remember that scene. I don't remember Halle Berry's tits.
I'm pretty sure Halle Berry's tits were.
Yeah, they were.
It's the first time. The only
they weren't impressive.
Titties. That's not the end of the episode.
Bobby's astounded at us. At least once an episode.
Had John Travolta in it, right?
Yeah, John Travolta was the main guy.
Hugh Jackman
and John Travolta, Halle Berry.
Some caramel titties in that one.
Yeah, there were.
Okay.
But they weren't that good.
Bobby's so disappointed.
I mean, he's like our teacher. He's up on this chair this episode. He's got like all these devices in front of him. He's got headphones on. And we're like the three peons that are sitting on this bench. We get a bench and a phallic-shaped cock in front of us.
I think Sam fell asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, it happens. Moving on.
All right, so we've got a ton of things coming in the Stardew Valley patch. More late game combat or content, new crops, artisan goods. Basically, he's expanding the game, bug fixes, stuff like that.
But you said you were married. Now there's all these new ones with Shane and Emily. Are you rethinking your marriage?
No, can you get a divorce? I'm pretty happy. Yeah, that's what he needs to put in there, divorce. That'll make it realistic. That would be funny. I would not be surprised if he did that because he's got everything else in there. I mean, he does have same-sex marriage, and you can adopt a kid with your partner in that if you do choose to go that route. So, yeah, he should definitely put in divorce and just go all out.
Did you put that kid to work?
Dude, that's what I was wondering. Like, okay, now I'm married. What is she going to do? And she gives me stuff every morning. She's like, hey, this reminded me of you, so I got it. And it's like a fucking bat wing. I'm like, oh, thanks. These are
a what?
Useless. A bat wing?
You're supposed to give the girl the bat wing, not get it from the girl.
Is that how it goes? Oh, the bat wing.
Yeah, the bat wing.
Bobby, do you know what the bat wing is?
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, okay.
Explain it to our listeners.
Okay, so it's when
if you're 14, pay attention because your friends will love this.
I'm pretty sure it's when you grab your scrotum and you pull it. Above your
you stretch it.
Penis, you stretch it out.
So
it looks like a bat wing.
It looks like a bat wing.
What do you do with it after that?
You show it to your friends and say, here's the Batwing.
Whoever will look sees the Batwing. You see?
Bobby's now hit a new low.
It had a lot of buildup. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Have you seen Waiting? Where they have at the beginning,
they all work at Shenanigans.
Yeah, and they have different ways to show their nuts.
Like a 5 minute thing there. Where
that's one of the things. Okay. The Batwing.
The goat. I can show you the goat now if you like.
Isn't it like the hamburger where you put the dick in between the two balls and it looks like a hamburger?
I don't remember that part. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, we really need to move on.
We're losing our sensitive. Well, I don't think I want them around anyway. All right,
what else we got on our news?
Okay, so we have a LMAO box vac banning. What's all this about?
Okay, so LMAO box is a way to hack for vac games.
Getting around vac?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it had auto aim and all sorts of stuff. For years, people were using this one.
Wow.
It finally hit the vac. And they're banning. They banned 3,000 players. But the crazy thing is, scroll up the UGC, which is the Valve promoted league. They had 160 players from UGC banned because of this box. So one of the guys in this interview off of Steamed, or this article off Steamed, one of the guys, Vlad, he actually publicly discussed his ban, and he's like, yeah, I checked it out a season ago. I haven't used it in a season, but it went back and checked that far back and banned me for it.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like cheaters. These guys in fucking the UFC or whatever, they find that they're using steroids or whatever the fuck. And it's like they even now they're holding their blood for the next like 8 years. And so when the testing becomes more sophisticated, they'll be able to go back and take wins away from them.
Yeah.
And that's true. If it doesn't matter when you're cheating, you're still cheating. So
yeah, fuck cheating.
Yeah.
Either be good, get good, or get gone, right?
Yeah. But 3,000 doesn't sound like a lot to me. So it wasn't an epidemic.
No, I don't think it was an epidemic, but 160 of their league players were out. That's a pretty
I've never big heard game. Of that league, so it's not that big.
Yeah.
All right. So cheaters, look out. Beware.
Yeah. Didn't Team Tom in your interview, didn't he talk about some sort of ban?
Team Tom got banned, but that was separate. He got a back ban from playing single player Call of Duty 3.
Yeah.
Which is,
and that has been an issue. I can't remember if I posted this somewhere or not. But that I've heard a lot of people have that issue, and not even just with Call of Duty 3, which he got it for, like getting illegitimate vac bans that you totally didn't deserve. I've had people that had this issue with other Call of Duty games. It seems to be something specific to that series. But that's really unfortunate, because as far as I know, there's no way to remove that off your Steam profile.
Wow.
You got to like petition Steam, don't you? Or can that not even work?
I don't think I've ever heard of that ever being done, a vac ban being removed.
Wow.
And I mean, it's not really like, I don't know what that even really does. It's just like a mark of shame, basically.
So he's got the scarlet letter on his account from now on.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I looked at his profile that happened, and people were asking him in the comment section, you know, what a vac ban, where did this come from? And he was explaining it there. But that is really unfortunate, especially if you have an account like his that you put so many games and so much money into.
Yeah.
And just to have that on there, I mean, I don't know.
He should write an email. I'm sure that's going to go straight to the top.
Yeah, that's shitty.
Yeah, he can drop our name and they'll listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Say sure. You're with the DL crew, they'll be like, oh, shit.
I'm with the DL crew. So, YouPorn.
Yeah. Go on.
YouPorn does esports. So, this was a big deal a couple months ago. You had brought this up, Emilio, where YouPorn had decided to start sponsoring an esport team.
Yeah, and apparently they got kicked out of the ESL.
So
does that have anything to do with the Pornhub thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically, they banned them because of inappropriate material that they were sponsoring inappropriate material because they were sponsoring porn.
So stupid. They're literally the whole thing is made up of teenage and young 20s males. This is exactly what I don't know. I'm not going to get crazy, but this is exactly what they're doing with 30% of their life right now. They should absolutely advertise.
Yeah.
With
it. And I think this goes back to the idea of where do these startups and these internet things fit in the corporate world? You know, is ESL a corporate company or is it an internet company? Because an internet company wants to ride the coattails of anything popular on the internet, and porn is the most popular on the internet.
Yeah.
So, or is it a corporate where it's got 40 and 50 year old guys in suits wandering around and there's big money there? Like,
I'm sure this was a hot debate. Whoever runs ESL, I'm sure this was argued quite a bit, and the assholes won. In my opinion,
I don't know.
I've talked to you guys about it. We don't really pay for advertising anywhere. We've tried a couple of things. I want to advertise on Pornhub because, one, we either all use it or have been there. And that's kind of our market too. It's guys on the internet and some ladies.
Let me play devil's advocate. How old do you think the average ESL, participant is?
Under 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, they might have to have their parents involved to be involved with this?
You mean the competitors? Or?
Yeah, the competitors. If you're 16, you have to have your parents' permissions to do this, right?
This is true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to sign off.
To get your parents involved, what team are you up against? We're up against YouPorn, the esports team for YouPorn. Like, I can understand the
when are we going to get a team sponsored by the Colombian drug cartel? That's what I'm wondering. Let's just get all the vice crimes sponsoring esports.
I can see one thing. Seriously. Where, like,
Adderall sponsored team.
I really see how this, it might blow up for one team. Like, oh, we're getting so many more downloads, blah, blah, blah. And maybe
I don't think there's any crossover there. It's not like people are going to root for one team because they are sponsored by YouPorn.
Or no, I was going to.
But watching one team score might make you want to go fake score somewhere else.
Maybe.
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, if you open, the one thing I can say is, if you start a precedent,
you're trying to connect two things that are.
Is that
a precedent?
Is that a precedent or a precedent?
Precedent.
That's precedence.
A precedent.
Yes.
If you set a precedent for something and now every team is a porn site, I can see that could definitely not look good. So,
well, if every team's not looking good, then it would have to be true with one team not looking good. You know what I mean? If every team.
No, but I'm saying if every team is covered, then ESL looks bad because it's just tits and ass everywhere.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if every team had, like, a specific category? It's like, okay, these guys are they're sponsored by your ATMs, and you got your...
The big-titted British girl that is a little bit older.
Yeah.
Just throwing one out there. Oh, wow.
You know, it's funny. Good joke, but Bobby's laughing harder than I am. I wonder why.
That's weird. All right.
Moving on.
What else we got?
Let's see. That might be it for news.
No.
Never saw Bobby blush through his beard before.
Yeah, that's weird. I just wanted to bring this up real quick because I wanted to shit all over Emilio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you see what's coming? I hear they're
sponsoring.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I got to read the headline.
I'm reading an article that says these speed runners are now beating Dark Souls 3 in under an hour.
The only thing I can say that is speed runners use hacks these days, and it's just common to do that now. So you use glitches in the game. And
that's not accepted. Hacks. That's,
or I'm sorry, glitches.
That's existing bugs, right?
Okay, yeah. And that's not okay.
I don't know. I just wanted to bring this up because how long have you taken so far on Dark Souls?
I played the game once and I'm where I should be.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Take a power out.
Okay. So apparently Dark Souls 3... speedrunners are now beating it under an hour. I don't know if they're using hacks or not, or not hacks, but I don't know if they're using glitches. Bugs or not.
Yeah, they would have to.
But you can look at, you can find them on YouTube and check out and see what they're doing that you're not, and maybe learn a little bit.
Yep. It's a great place to learn things. Twitch, watching other people do stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Got into an argument about Heroes of the Storm and how to properly build a character. Not going to go into details, but basically I told the dude, I said, look, I watch Twitch streams. I read articles. I basically look at everyone who's playing this game a lot better than me, and I see what they're doing, and I copy that. Like, I'm not just making this shit up. So, and that's what I tell a lot of people who are trying to get good at Heroes of the Storm, and this applies to any game. If you want to get better, watch people who are better than you and just see what they do. Like, it has helped me so much.
That probably goes with pretty much everything. Business, wait. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Can I play a little bit of devil's advocate?
Okay.
So a pro player might take a talent that gives you a 20% bump to a skill that is a skill shot.
Oh, see, I didn't say pro or competitive. I said Twitch streamers.
Well, what I'm saying is sometimes
good for him.
Sometimes the pro players pick things specifically because they're like, I know I can hit this ability 9 times out of 10. Mm-hmm. Versus somebody that's not good will only be hitting it 3 or 4 times out of 10.
But I think Bobby's talking about people who explain why they do what they're doing.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and you really have to be aware of the difference between pro and competitive scene,
right?
And also people who just do Hero League or ranked play, and they stream it on Twitch. Most people who stream on Twitch, like 28 for Heroes of the Storm, very educational, explains everything. But he's playing in Hero League, and that environment is totally different, and things work better in there than in real coordinated competitive play. So yeah, there is a huge difference. I would not go off of competitive play nearly as much as I would the top streamers.
Because one of the things that I notice is people watch the, you know, ESL or whatever the league is, and then they try to incorporate it and talk down on other people that are not using that same setup. And people have to realize you get advantages from team play and how well you can do your abilities and stuff. And some talents and some items are set up for the newer players to be able to compete with players that have been playing a while, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of complicated things that we get into about what makes a good player, but all I'm saying is don't just play a game. This is what I did with Smite. I just played and I played and I played. I didn't really read much. I didn't watch other people play. Like, I didn't get any outside information. I just played a lot, and I only played one character, so I didn't get a really good... I never really got that good at that game, but Heroes, I got pretty good at that one.
It's, I guess... analogous to that is like when people ask me about political things and I don't know about it and I haven't read about it, I just stay out of it. I don't know enough about that to intelligently say something. So if you just have a really strong opinion just because it feels like that's right, don't fucking rage about it. Fucking really look into it. And then don't yell at Bobby for doing the opposite or whatever it is.
But yelling at Bobby's fun.
That is true. Cutting them off is the best.
It is. Yeah. It must be because you do it on a regular basis.
So anybody got anything else?
We're going to play some Battleborn. We're playing Battleborn.
So that's what next week's looking like.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing some you guys are going to be playing some Battleborn. I might get back into Hearthstone because, like I said, I can only play on my MacBook Pro. So I'm a little limited on the games I can play. And I'm kind of curious about this new deck, and I just unlocked another single-player mode thing, so I'll probably get into that.
Cool.
You should.
So, speaking for Chad, Sam didn't say anything, but Bobby and myself, and guys, it's weird because it's one of these things where, like, something's in your foreground, so it's like, I got this mic, and it's dominating everything I can see, and it's very phallic.
I told you to put it underneath. But you didn't want to.
It's not an option.
You literally wanted balls in your face.
So just for this week.
Yep.
Silver tipped cocks and no titties.